For over two decades, Dr. Cole Cleveland dedicated himself to the study of American cities. As a professor of sociology, he sought solutions to the biggest problems facing urban communities, and both inspired and challenged his students to make a difference in the world around them. But now it's Cole who faces a challenge. A year ago, a brush with violent crime almost cost him his life. But it also left him determined to fulfill a long-held ambition, putting his theories on community development to work in the real world. Now, under one roof, in a working-class Boston neighborhood, Dr. Cleveland has assembled a small group of first-rate doctors, lawyers, and social workers. Together, they will serve the people of this often neglected part of town. Technically, this place is called the Mercy Street Human Service Consortium, but most people around here just call it Mercy Street.
Look, there's no way.
There is a way. I've made my position clear that...
Your position has nothing to do with...
I was asked to be your development consultant. You've been in social work this long, Ben. You think the MSHSC can run without funding?
The what?
The Mercy Street Human Service Consortium.
Yeah, I got that.
Look, it's simple. You have to open these doors next Thursday as planned. As planned, or it will be a development disaster.
If we open as planned next week, this whole thing will be a disaster. We're not ready. And if the plan is to bring high-quality services here, and not just some fly-by-night dock-in-the-box meets 1-800-LAWYER...
The last thing funders want to back is a place that can't even open.
We will open on time.
Cole, there is no way!
Make a way.
Yeah, hey, you know what? You've got a lot of answers for someone who doesn't have any answers.
All right.
Yeah, come on. Let's all just take a breath. And let's ask the really important question. What are we getting for breakfast?
Really? Not helpful.
Yeah, Eli, go back to your office and take a nap. Be more useful that way.
I need to take this call.
Hey, what is it with you in my office?
Mathematics, Eli. Two social workers and only one lawyer. We should have the bigger office with the bathroom.
But would you really feel comfortable using the facilities with Bennett right outside the door?
And we're supposed to have two lawyers. This jackass won't hire one because he doesn't want to share his damn couch.
Hey, wow. That's the thanks I get for waking up early and looking at the Mendoza custody thing for you?
You didn't wake up early. I came in early and woke you up because you're living in your office.
Enough, Eli. Hire one of the lawyers who's been referred or I will do it without.
I don't need a partner.
Hey. Yes, you do, counselor. Otherwise, this isn't a real law firm, and no one is going to fund some street lawyer who's living out of his car. Yes, I'm still here.
Did he just snap at me?
I told you how he was going to be.
Bennett.
Oh, I mean, at least he does show up to meetings, which is more I can say for Dr. Greenberg.
He was supposed to come to me with clinic release forms, and he has yet to be seen.
Which is yet another reason why we shouldn't open.
Are you still... I'll have to call you back. Thanks. I am telling you.
I'm telling you.
I know Jack Greenberg hasn't been very good about meeting. He has a lot of experience with the kind of clinic we're aiming to have.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention Carolyn Price and her paparazzi.
Psycho doc. It fits.
Dr. Price won't be a problem much longer.
Duncan.
Did you see the news? We are 8 days from opening, and the press is on your front lawn.
Carolyn Price is a world-class physician.
No. Carolyn Price is a felon serving 200 hours of court-appointed time because she plowed her Mercedes into a BMW 7 times on camera because she didn't get a promotion. Psycho doc.
I know I'm the rookie here, but Bennett is making a lot of sense. Are you really sure?
Doesn't matter to be sure. This place needs to open on time or this place will collapse. It may do both, but that won't be my fault. I'll be in touch, Professor.
Seriously. Of all the fundraisers in Boston.
Morning meeting adjourned. Let's get back to work.
Or let's us two leave the room so Ben and Cole can argue more without it getting awkward.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
You brought me on board to say it. As your cousin who knows how thick your skull can be sometimes, you want to open on a Thursday? Fine. Pick any Thursday you want. A month or more out.
Just worry about social services.
I am worried about social services. Look, man, Mariana's great. PhD, counseling experience, easygoing, but she's new in town, man. She gets lost. A lot. Other day, I had to pick her up at the aquarium. At low tide. You know what the aquarium smells like at low tide?
Isn't it?
High quality legal, medical, social services, all under one roof. That was your plan. And you know I back you more than anyone. But I don't think you're sure that that's what we have here yet. And Duncan's wrong. It does matter if you're sure. That's the single most important thing. What are we doing?
We will open on time.
Fine, but I will tell you that I told you so.
Are you in here? There you are. Dr. Greenberg's not sure when he'll be in, but he left a to-do list. Create boilerplate patient intake form, review nurses' schedules and call candidates for interviews, coordinate volunteer schedule, and confirm insurance has cleared for seeing patients Thursday. I think he means your insurance, but he could mean his. I figured you'd know.
Uh-huh. Take a memo. Dr. Greenberg, as I'm not here to manage your clinic, but rather to perform 200 hours of community service in it, I find it inappropriate for you to pass on to me this litany of organizational tasks, which, not incidentally, you should have taken care of long before your opening week, you inept, disorganized, second-rate hack. My insurance coverage is set, so yes, I'll be able to cover for you as you continue to spend your days taking extended lunches with pharma reps and cutting deals for second-rate products I wouldn't use on a cadaver, out-of-touch corner-cutting whore. However, please note again my intention to complete my aforementioned hours as quickly as possible so I may both return to my actual life expeditiously and be done here before that inevitable moment when you cause the first of what I'm sure to be a long line of negligence-related deaths, you stupid bottom-tier embarrassment to the profession of medicine. Thanks and best regards. Carolyn Price, MD.
Doctor, are you...
You're a doctor?
Dr. Greenberg's not here, cutie, but do you want a lollipop? I got a whole box.
No, thanks.
Who are you?
I'm looking for the doctor who was here before. He wrote us a prescription, but I don't think we're getting any better.
Who's we?
My mom and my two brothers.
Are they here?
No, they're at home. Maybe if you listen to my chest, like, with a stethoscope, then you could see what's wrong with all of us.
Really? You in fifth grade or medical school?
It's just the doctor didn't do it. He just wrote out the prescription. We got all kinds of gross stuff rumbling around in there. It's nasty.
All right, I don't suppose there's a file for this family?
Oh, we don't need a file. We can just come back when the other doctor's here, thanks.
Hey, hold on. Hey, you're smart enough to know you're sick. You should be smart enough to know Dr. Greenberg isn't going to help you get better. And you should be smart enough to know I have better things to do with my time than call immigration. Real doctor, real patients, we keep a record, all right? That's the way it goes. But now come back to this hole in the office and we'll check out the nasty stuff in your lungs. And FYI, that wasn't a request. Come.
Dr. P, I found some pens. You want me to write the file? Maybe in shorthand. I've got red ink, green ink, blue ink.
Oh, have mercy.
At this point, my clients are willing to consider a more regular schedule of supervised visitation between their grandson and Mr. Mendoza.
I don't need to be supervised with my own son.
You gotta be able to take him out and show off to your homeboy.
Can we at least agree that Miguel has tried to do the best he can for Jacob? He's been nothing but reliable when it comes to anything you've asked of him.
We haven't asked him to do anything but to leave us the hell alone.
That's not going to happen.
All right.
Jacob's thriving with us.
I'm his father.
Look, Jacob loves spending time with his father, and more time would be a good thing instead of a bad thing, if it's a regular schedule, of course, and...
I'm sorry, who are you?
Mr. Nixon, look.
Seriously, who the hell you think you are? You sitting here making any kind of comment on any...
With all due respect, I know how difficult this is for you, Mr. Nixon. I've been a social worker for 15 years, and all this bad blood and anger is horrible for that boy. The older he gets, the more he's going to understand, and the more he's going to be hurt.
Yes, I'm sorry. Your vast experience aside, my clients have turned down your offer of mediation. They don't want your advice. You're only here as a courtesy to your client.
Actually, Ms. Pond, you're only here as a courtesy to his client. Mr. Mendoza wanted a meeting. If it were up to me, I'd be in court right now, kicking back, squeezing lemon into my complimentary courthouse ice water, and watching you try to justify, 10 hours supervised visitation a month. And that's based on what? The famous in-laws don't like him very much law?
My name is Connor, not Pond.
You listen to me.
No, see, that's the problem right there, Mr. Nixon. You don't get it. You turned down mediation, so now nothing you say or think or feel or believe matters at all. The only words that count are the ones in the statutes of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts dealing with child custody. And those laws, unfortunately for you, don't separate fit parents from kids. Not even if the father's Puerto Rican.
Oh, Eli.
Right.
No, they need to understand what this is, Counselor. They need to get that this pat little solution they think they found to get rid of Miguel and perfect their lives is about to have precisely the opposite effect. Your lives are about to become miserable. People like me are going to tramp through your personal business and make it public record. And then a judge is going to make decisions that affect your grandson. And none of us is going to give a damn what you think about it. Any power or control you had is gone.
That is not true.
It is true. The fact they feel like Ben's interfering, Ben, that's a joke. Ben's the nicest person you're going to meet in this whole thing. As will become apparent, Mr. and Mrs. Nixon, the first day in open court when I give my answer to what will definitely be the first question any judge is going to ask in this case. And I think we all know what that question's going to be, don't we, Mrs. Nixon?
You son of a bitch.
Mr. Nixon,
turn to mediation. Yes. There's no reason to put your family through this when there is. Do not let this go to court. God damn it.
Hi, this is Beth Donesco with the All Stories Theater Company. Thank you for listening to Mercy Street. If you'd like more information about our show and alerts on upcoming episodes, send us an email, allstoriestheatercompany@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter, our name, @AllStories13. And of course, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/AllStoriesTheaterCompany. And after the last scene of this episode, be sure to keep listening for information about the cast that's bringing this series to life. Thanks again for listening to Mercy Street. And now, enjoy part two.
Yes, he's in, but he said he couldn't be disturbed for about 20 minutes.
That's unfortunate.
I don't think you should go in there. He asked me to make sure...
Listen to me, Cheryl. Do you consider yourself a professional? Do you want people to take you seriously? Do you want to advance in your career?
Maybe.
Then you need to make it clear your job does not entail covering for the incompetent. And you need to take out those pink hair extensions. You're not a teenager, and you're not Boy George.
Who?
Dr. Greenberg, we need to have a discussion.
Oh my God, are you snorting cocaine?
Look, I can explain. I stirred a little something to take the edge off.
I'm so done with this.
You mean, talk to Mrs. Nixon? What, like, woman to woman?
Not even that, just as someone who wasn't in there in the middle of everything yesterday.
Hey, no talking to the Nixons. They're represented by counsel. The last thing we need...
I'm not a lawyer.
Doesn't matter. You work for Miguel. It comes across the same way. Next thing, there's a restraining order. Just, there's nothing to be gained and a lot to be held against us. It's a bad idea.
I think it's a good idea. I think Mrs. Nixon wants to talk. And she's home with the boy, Leon's at work, you two sit...
No! Hey, listen to me, I'm being serious, it's a bad idea.
She isn't angry, she's sad, she's scared. And I don't think she likes how this is going.
She may think Mariana is more objective. And if she's on her home turf...
Hey, Lone Ranger and Tonto, you're not listening to me. You do not approach the Nixons.
Eli, interview the next candidate.
I don't need a partner.
I don't...
Gordian needs another lawyer.
What you need is Ida Murdoch.
In it?
Who's Ida Murdoch?
Never mind.
You got everyone and their mother working down here. Your ex-wife's husband's doing our fundraising. You got Carolyn Price flying around on a broomstick. I'd just be hearing a heartbeat if you asked her, you know, but you don't.
Who's Ida Murdoch?
Let it.
You coddle her, man. She's a grown woman. Let her make her own choices.
Who's Ida...
Just interview the next... Ow.
You all right?
I'm fine. Overdid it at physical therapy.
I got some aspirin if you...
Just all of you, please do what you're here to do and let me worry about...
What the hell was that?
They're just doing some work on the roof. I'll be in my office. Good morning.
Yeah, doing work on the roof. The sky's falling, actually.
Is this a bad time?
No. Oscar, come in. Thanks for coming down.
No problem.
What do you have?
Plumber, 2-day delay. 4-day delay. Your son is changing his major to modern media studies. I tried to call and remind you again.
Bernadette. Damn it. I was supposed to meet her at 10.
11. But you want me to reschedule?
No. I'll call her. Thank you. You're saving my life a couple times over with all this out. And I appreciate you coming down here like this.
I'm your grad assistant. I assist. But, are you really taking money from the Hollings Foundation?
Yes, why?
Aren't they a little, you know, Sieg Heil?
Carolyn?
I've never liked you. And I know you've never liked me, but I respected you as an intelligent person.
I should probably go.
It's out of respect for your intelligence and that I'm going to assume the reason you're letting Jack Greenberg do what he's doing in that clinic is because you aren't aware of it, and not because you're too unintelligent to know it's wrong.
What is the problem?
The problem? At first I thought it was the fact that he was never there. Then I thought it was the slipshod way he's setting up that clinic. Then I thought it was how he was already seeing patients off the books. But now I'm pretty sure the problem is he's downstairs right now, coke out of his skull.
He's what?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and leave now.
What are you talking about?
I'd appreciate it if you sent my hours in to my attorney.
Wait a minute, Carolyn.
I looked in on some of the fencing tryouts the other day. Good crop of freshmen. Picked a bad year to step down.
Well, something had to give.
I know.
Look, I know I've been remiss on a few things lately, but...
Cole, how about you let me... say this so we both can be relieved when it's over. You're one of my best educators. You bring notoriety to the college. Your commitment to students, your field, the community, it's all above and beyond. And you weren't a bad fencing coach, as club sports go. One of my best days as dean of faculty was last spring when you came back, after all you'd been through. And I hope you know, I consider you a friend.
And the feeling is mutual.
But? But this is a new semester, and this isn't going to work. It's not just the limited course load or the dumped committee appointments or any one thing. It's your overall availability.
It's been a busy month. We're just opening, but things are going to...
What? Slow down? Oh, you are a rookie, aren't you? When you're the one in charge, things don't slow down.
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking me. Or telling me.
Yes, you do. Teach, Cole, or don't. Be here, or take a sabbatical, or retire. Make a choice. That's what I'm asking you and telling you.
Thought you had something at the college.
Yeah.
Was something wrong with your car?
Left it at the school. Just felt like walking. I made a mistake doing this. You keep saying we're not ready. But the truth of the matter is, I'm not ready. Or as you put it, I'm not sure. I don't know what I'm doing, Bennett. Every problem we had, we still have now. Plus, I have created more, starting with trust in Greenberg. I have nothing to offer this place. Why am I even here? This whole thing is...
It's tough. Frustrating. Exhausting. Yeah, it is. You're right. Wait till we actually get people down here. Welcome to Reality 101. Sometimes you're going to be the student, and the learning curve is going to be steep. You're also going to be a teacher. And this place exists, Cole, because... you had the vision, the intellect, and the guts to start it. This place is going to keep going on because you had the vision, the intellect, and the guts to make it work. You know how to lead, Cole. That's why you're here. That's why we're all here, man. Now, get your ass up out my car, unless you want a ride.
Yeah, you know what, cousin? I'll take a ride home.
Oh, and by the way, we're going to be doing something tomorrow against advice from legal counsel, so you might want to be aware of that.
On a trip, I think. The Nixons?
Oh, for the weekend? I'm a friend.
They've got a place on the vineyard, but they usually only go there in July. I saw them out of my window leaving. Big suitcases, lots of baby gear. You know how it is these days. Babies gotta have all those gizmos and gadgets.
Right.
Funny, though, they didn't ask me to get their mail. Usually do that. Must have been spur of the moment. Well, anyhow, I guess we'll just have to wait and ask them when they get back.
Bennett? Yeah, we've got a problem.
Thank you for listening to Mercy Street. Our cast today, in order of appearance, was Jose Gonsalves as Bennett Shaw, Pat D'Alessio as Duncan Burroughs, and as Jack Greenberg. Atlas Hayes as Dr. Cole Cleveland and Leon Nixon. Kadeen Clark as Dr. Mariana Pullman and Cheryl Gates. Mark Mason as Eleodoro Maldonado. Maya DeLapa as Dr. Carolyn Price. Sarah Jackson as the sick girl. Christine McFadden as attorney Laurel Connor. Ethan Whitney as Miguel Mendoza. Judith Nelson Dilday as Ursula Nixon. Drew Gallagher as Oscar Jimenez, Keena Keel as Dean Bernadette Summers, and Aaron Fusco as the nosy neighbor. Mercy Street was created by Beth Donesco. All rights reserved, 2014. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget, tune in for the next episode coming this spring.